Honolulu's city government is spending more money than ever before on overtime. Civil Beat's Natanya Friedheim has been working on that story, and she joins us this morning for today's reality check. So, Natanya, where's most of this overtime money going?
The two departments with the highest overtime budget are police and fire, for obvious reasons, because the departments address emergencies, and it's hard to predict, you know, when an emergency is going to happen, and people might have to stay in the case of an emergency to continue their shift and work into overtime.
So in terms of being able to anticipate and understand the point about police and fire, but is there any sense that beyond in areas elsewhere in the city that there are overtime payment areas that are going on that are perhaps not under as tight control as they might be?
Yeah, the reason this is coming up is because Councilmember Joey Manahan recently introduced a resolution urging the city and state governments to look into overtime abuse, which ultimately leads to something called pension spiking. And the reason he introduced this resolution is because a recent audit found that employees in the city's trash service, they were collecting bulk item pickup, they were abusing overtime, and some employees were taking excessive sick leave while others were making up for the absent employees by working lots of overtime. For example, in a 13-month period, the audit found that 10 employees with the highest overtime were earning over $400,000 in overtime pay.
And that's something, as you point out, it's this business of spiking, so basically adding the last years of within last years of employment as a city employee, boosting that by overtime so that the pension payments wind up being higher, which, again, is another higher long-term expense for the city.
Yes, it adds to the statewide unfunded liability for pensions for retired employees.
So in terms of where the city council wants to go with this right now, understand in terms of looking at numbers, reviewing numbers, any idea of sort of where that goes after finding out about the numbers?
Well, the first step is to find out about the numbers. The resolution is ultimately just to look into city government, different departments, and see where is overtime being abused, if it's other places besides just the trash collection service, and get a handle on how much money is going into overtime, and specifically who's abusing it and how.
So we can look forward to sort of a follow-up on once they track the numbers a bit.
Definitely. This is an ongoing conversation.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Natanya Friedheim. Thanks for joining us this morning. She's a reporting fellow with Civil Beat. You can find her entire article at civilbeat.org.